So joining me on the line now is Heather Kincaid. You're going to give us an update, I think, on where the theatre is at the moment, because like most things, you've had to put off a number of performances and events.
That's right, yeah. So currently the theatre is closed for the rest of the spring season, which takes us up until July. We are planning to be reopen as normal again from September. So we've just recently launched our autumn season. There's lots of great stuff to look forward to then. Noughts and Crosses, which sold out completely last time, is coming back. We've got Grown Ups, which is the next show from Mischief Theatre, who do The Play That Goes Wrong and all those kinds of shows. Really great stuff coming up. But in the meantime, we've been trying to look at some interesting ways of kind of engaging with our audiences online. We've kind of had to be quite creative with it. I mean, the thing about working in a theatre is obviously the live experience is really integral to that. And, you know, I know a lot of other arts organisations perhaps have been better set up earlier on for utilising all the digital platforms. For a theatre, it's usually much more of a supplementary thing. So, you know, we're kind of talking about the shows that are on the stages and having fun activities around those, whereas we're now in a position where obviously that's the main way we have of engaging with the public. So some of the ways that we've responded, there's been everything from things that I've been putting together, like storytelling and quizzes, to we have actually managed to have a few shows that have been screened online as well. So last night was the online opening night, in inverted commas, of Cronton Nights, which is a show that premiered at the Belgrade in February. Was made at Belgrade in collaboration with Pilot Theatre, which creates work for young audiences. Yeah, it was really interesting, actually, you know, seeing, because you get the live feed with a YouTube streaming. So you could see that there was definitely a lot of young people and teenagers were commenting throughout it, which is something you wouldn't necessarily normally have the privilege of being able to see. So it's certainly interesting to see all of that as well.
And that's a show, I think, that's quite physical, isn't it? But it does also have a lot of song and a lot of beatboxing as part of what it does.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So it's one of the directors is Corey Campbell, who is one of our co-artistic directors for 2021, probably best known for his work with Strictly Arts, which includes Freeman, which was a sellout show at the Edinburgh Fringe. Also, more recently, he did Club 2B, which was a kind of immersive theatre experience over Christmas. And yeah, his work is always very physical. The beatboxing was led by Conrad Murray. He runs the Battersea Arts Centre Beatbox Academy, and their show Frankenstein, How to Make a Monster, was the highest rated show at the Fringe last year. Incredible piece of work, and he's just a real wizard with all that stuff, and such a great facilitator as well. Like, it's not just that he is an award-winning beatboxer, it's how almost effortlessly he gets other people on board and, you know, is able to get them having a go at it. Like, he built it into the Frankenstein show that the audience would join in with some of it. That's not part of Cronton Nights, but you'll be able to see, like, the amazing work that he's done on that. Like, all of the music in the show is performed live, and there's some fantastic sounding stuff.
Let's talk more broadly then about the new creative hub that you've created. So where all your content, as it were, sits in one hub online, which you've called Between Stages, which I think is a really interesting name. And it's a real, as you've sort of alluded to, it's a real collection of all of the kind of activity that Belgrade has been doing, is doing, but also some of the archive things as well, I think.
Yeah, that's right. So I wanted to really think about what was going to be meaningful content for people, because I think one of the things that I felt initially, like in the immediate aftermath of all the theatres and live venues having to close, was that there was a real rush to kind of be the first to put stuff out there. And I think people maybe panicked a little bit, understandably, but I wanted to create some stuff that really reflected who we are as an organisation and was what our audience wanted as well. So initially the first thing I did was kind of started out by just putting some messages out on social media, asking people what kinds of things that they wanted, and was really amazed by some of the creative ideas that people came up with. There's lots of things that people suggested that we still haven't started yet, but we intend to. Like, we're hoping to get a play reading group started up online. But some of the things that we have been doing already include kind of educational content. So we've been sharing kind of weekly educational activities, and also our Careers Behind the Curtain videos, which, as you mentioned, they're things that we've had for a while. They were kind of part of our archive anyway, but it's useful to kind of dig back into that. So that's just sort of talking you through different roles in the theatre. And hopefully that's really useful for people who are homeschooling at the moment, you know, looking for ways to keep kids entertained. We've also been thinking about parents with younger children. So storytelling and craft activities were one of the things that we thought we could do to kind of help out a little bit with that. Another thing that we just started up recently. So previously we've done some podcasts that have been more kind of focused around productions that we've had on our stages, kind of taking people behind the scenes of those. But this felt like a good opportunity to do something a little bit more general and broad ranging about kind of our ethos as a building, and particularly introducing our 2021 co-artistic directors, who have been in place since September and have been doing some really exciting work at the theatre already, but maybe not all of our audiences are necessarily aware of that or who they are. So it felt like a really good opportunity to introduce them to people.
Now, you've also, I think, taken on some quite difficult things in a very short space of time. So there are parts of festivals that I think you're still sort of supporting and helping to run, but also exhibitions. So let's start with the Generations exhibition, which I think focuses on Gypsy Roma travelling community in Coventry.
That's right. So the Generations exhibition was originally planned to open at the theatre to coincide with International Romani Day. That's a collaboration with Coventry University's Centre for Dance Research. There's a lady called Rosa we've been working with very closely on that, and also the Roma Project, which was set up to facilitate the Roma community, which can often, you know, these are people that are often quite sidelined and marginalised in society. So it's really about kind of promoting social integration and challenging prejudices and perceptions that people might have about the Roma community. The exhibition is just really fun photos of kind of families together, just being quite playful and joyful. It's not the full exhibition that we were going to showcase. It's just we're billing it as kind of a preview of that. So the hope is that we will still have the physical exhibition eventually when we reopen, but you can find all those photos on our Between Stages hub at the moment, which is belgrade.co.uk/between-stages. This is
Switch. And just finally, I wanted to ask you about the Cheeky Chimps TV Bopra.
That's actually two different things. So Bopra is a baby opera, and they are a company who have been running sessions at the Belgrade for a little while now. They were running every Friday morning. They have moved a lot of their stuff online in response to this, so they're releasing kind of daily little clips of them and their kids singing along at home to different songs, but they've also been doing a few Facebook Live sessions, so do check them out. It's Bopra, spelt B'Opera. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll be able to see some of the stuff that they've been doing. And then Cheeky Chimps TV, that is a children's YouTube channel which was set up actually well before the lockdown by Ian Loughlin, who is our regular panto dame and director. It also features Craig, who's one of his regular collaborators on our pantos. And yeah, they've been creating this little kids TV series, which is brilliant. You can find all the episodes on YouTube.
I think I got so excited by the idea of two of them that I merged them together there. So let's just remind folks, all the wonderful things you've been talking about, let's remind folks where they can find the Between Stages hub, which Belgrade Theatre Coventry has pulled together.
So if you go to belgrade.co.uk/between-stages, if you can't remember that, just Google Belgrade Theatre, you'll find our website, and there's a button at the bottom of the homepage which says Between Stages. So if you click that, it'll take you through to all the things that you can see and watch and do and listen to online.
Excellent. It couldn't be easier, could it?
Well, that's what we hope.
Thanks for your time and stay safe.
Great. Thank you. Cheers, James.